This talk is about universal initiation. I'm including it here because as one approaches this work and gets involved in the teachings or guidance, at one point or another the door may be open for a person to seek initiation. This is a connection to all those beings making up that one body of that one guiding spirit. It's universal in the sense that it stems from that one, is linked through that one being, the only being, which shows its face through all the masters, teachers, hierarchies, enlightened souls who form this one body. In this earth, in this world, and in other levels and other spheres, there is a connection, communication, a conscious understanding, a transmission of heart, breath, a connection of love, light, in one single work which expresses itself through many faces, through thousands of different faces and means and methods all over the ages and times and places through many different beings. And it's of this that one is connected when one seeks initiation through this transmission. One has as one's lineage all those beings and is connected to them. So this is what universal initiation is, in one sense. Another level or aspect can be that as a person rises through realization, as their heart rises higher, as their perspective and their viewpoint rises, so too do they grow to that universal perspective, and that door may be opened in which the hierarchy welcomes the individual into this particular effort and work. All beings eventually grow toward that because they are of it, and it's all part of oneself. Now, there are many different levels and kinds, types of initiations, and much of it is written on the website, spirituallearning.com, could be found there. And there are a lot of other writings on what connections are made through initiations, how it's a stepping forward into the path, how it's a connection to a lineage or transmission, how it grows, how there are universal initiations. There are many levels of natural initiation, steps forward into the world, could be one, birth could be considered as one, death may be considered as another transition, another initiation. There are many steps and stages a person may take within a particular transmission or path, such as Sufi work, or Buddhism, or Christian, or Hebrew, as one becomes a rabbi, or as one is a priest or a teacher or a guide or whatever it happens to be. All of these take place through the opening of doors and the stepping forward through initiation. The universal initiation that is provided through this particular transmission is one in which one accepts personally that connection within themselves. They put themselves forward toward acceptance by all those beings making up that one guiding spirit, that body of the illuminated being, which can be called the master, the spirit of guidance. It can be called the hierarchy, the great white brotherhood, the unseen Sangha, whatever one wishes to call it, it doesn't matter that much, but it exists, and all those beings making it up form one work, and it's the placing of oneself toward this, seeking the acceptance of those beings, and it's done through the guidance and acceptance of a person in this world and in this earth who has the right, has been conveyed the right to convey the connection, and there's a linkage of heart and breath and mind in which one is actually brought in to this family. One becomes part of it in a conscious way. And at that point, one seeks to place themselves toward not only the connection, but also the effort, the greater work, to the extent that they are able to and that they are guided within and through their own heart, through that breath and being of guidance which constantly expresses itself and speaks to one. This is a matter then of guidance within one's heart and listening to it, paying attention and following it, in addition to any outer connection and guidance one may get. So the universal initiation that is provided through this particular transmission is a actual physical linking through acceptance outwardly. There's an emotional linking. There's a linking of light, of breath, of heart. It's the acceptance of those beings making up that one guiding spirit, that breath of who, which comes forward through all the different faces of that one. And this is what one places oneself toward. So one is not initiated into the spirit and transmission of Buddha's Buddhism or Jesus or Sufi ordering or transmission of Hebrew or sheikhs, so much as a connection to all those beings making up that one body, which includes all those other beings, because they are a part of it. So from the wider perspective, one seeks to be of the work, of the way, of the one, and the family and lineage includes all those beings making it up, including all the different transmissions. And so one can pay attention to and be guided, link, grow within the framework of all the paths and ways as part of the one way in the capital W. This is the linking through universal initiation and transmission.